But sometimes it's just not.
But sometimes
it's just not.
Get ready. We're not going to the edge. We're going over it.
We don't grow tomatoes and we don't produce cars and we produce shows.
Turn on camera.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. No jokes now.
But sometimes it's just not enough.
So stay tuned for puzzling evidence.
Uh-oh. Now the whole show deflates.
Well, that's, you brought up the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, no. Sorry. Yeah, that's
talked about.
If you like beep candies and the value of the beep that we do, please consider making a beep today.
Yes. See, we talk about the money and
Sub-genius
it's all
Subgenius American Family Consciousness Workshops. Come join us as we reclaim, renew, and reconstruct our subgenius heritage.
This is the
culture.
Part where you see the spaceship.
All
the
American
not just
it's
bad drugs.
Dynamics.
It's
the good
it's
drugs.
Bad duds. It's
Wellman,
Long, Smith.
Are you dug enough? Then you must leave the planet.
Yes. And
how could you say
world,
such a thing?
It would be great
thing.
To depopulate the Earth. They just go by first names.
They won't need to wear pants.
We'll start at A and we'll work down to whatever letter.
It's going to be a while before they get to Philo. I should have been Zeke.
Yeah.
Zeke would have been a better one in that scenario.
Zeke. And he shall find.
Is that like three or something?
Yeah, it is.
So, can you get the computer to make another show?
No.
Hey. Is it like three?
It is just like three.
Now that we have wiped the slate clean, we are proud to present a new
Puzzling Evidence
episode in its entirety. Edited for time.
You know, that's my favorite part of the show. I laugh.
Dr. Booker, Dr. Lab, please report to nurse station immediately.
This is control. Do you read? This is control. Do you read? This control, do you read?
We don't know which is more risky, going on or turning back.
Get your spirits off the ground with Radio.
And the two of you, sitting in this big room,
this
believing in
what's happening sound. Radio, that's where it is. The more beat, the local news. Music, sports, and interviews.
Eternal winds blow now.
whispers a voice from so long ago. How far from my home I am, how little I know. Wisdom of age and impatience of youth, find me a place in between. I am weary. Dim recollections and moments of truth, help me to get to a place where the light shines more clearly. How far
I'm radio station.
Just a minute. Just a minute. Was she here?
Thank you.
I think that.
Puzzling evidence?
What? Now.
Control. System on. You are
in.
Puzzling evidence?
Again.
What?
You are
A-OK.
58.
Circuit. Circuit. Successful.
Eleven.
Musical notes. See how the colors get brighter as the beat gets louder? Look what you've done to him!
On your face, can't you?
Yes.
And on your chest.
You wouldn't cooperate.
And the louder the
noise. You made it just a little too
big. Call us, Kevin.
You did.
It wasn't me.
You did!
It wasn't me.
This is the What's Happening Sound Radio. That's where it is. The global beat, the local news, music, sports, and interviews. All of the action can be found on the radio. The What's Happening Sound. This is the What's Happening Sound Radio. That's where it is. Community activities. Charming people shoot the breeze. Get your spirits off the ground.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not going to discuss it any further with you, Arnie. That piano was excellent when I left.
No, it was out of tune.
There and hammered on it until you knocked it probably out of tune, and I'm sorry about that. But
I can't. That was decently in tune in there, and it would sound better than that piano, and the strings wouldn't rattle.
Well, I know that they paid $600 to give us a piano that they do.
We'll be right back.
One misleading belief that the Sorai instability is aimed for the Helios mission. It may take years before the world financial markets could recover.
Scientists warn of the possibility of the total collapse of the global food chain and irreparable damage.
Waiting. Font delivered.
Welcome to the 7.5 floor of the Merton Plummer Building. As you'll now be spending your workday here, it is important that you learn a bit about the history of this famous floor.
Man in San Francisco. Let me give you a little bit of sample.
No.
Die. You know what? Have you ever had Coca-Cola Original Classic?
No.
Well, they just changed the formula one more time. Now it's called Classic.
That was just a little sample. I want to come on down. Have you ever seen that movie Fatal Attraction? Hey.
I'm cracking myself up. No, no, listen.
If you don't stop, I'm going to hang up on you.
No, don't hang up. Neil Hamburger. Book me, man. Listen to this funny joke.
Yeah, I'm going
to
hang up on you.
Oh, man. This
shut
is,
up.
What,
and
I'm crying, man.
If you shut up, I will.
Okay, okay. I'll shut up. I'll shut up. I like abuse. I like abuse. That's one of my biggest jokes.
I don't have time. I'm in
the
show.
Okay, you're on the stage right now, and I've called you. That's hilarious.
So.
Okay, so.
I, you know.
Blow the money. just go out.
Blow the money.
Yeah, you just go.
Blow the money. Blow the money.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop.
Stop. No, you
plant.
You can plant trees.
Plant trees.
You can spend the money for
disappear.
You can spend the money to disappear.
And there was just something I didn't like about the audience.
Don't touch that dial, folks. We'll be right back.
You're off the air.
The amount of money that gets spent just getting on the radio to the point that, and you know, the average person will hear them maybe one time is enormous.
Radio, almost more than anything else, determines what's going to be a hit rate. You know, they have so much power, and they know it.
Notice, this is the last time a rock festival of this size will ever be held. To prevent a possible festival injunction, the concert site will be announced 6 hours before showtime. So, I'm listening, and get your tickets now. Attendance is limited to the first 3 million ticket holders. A bogus production.
Stand up all by itself. We'll put it in a song, inform the public.
ladies and gentlemen, this is Copilot. Although we're experiencing some difficulties right now, I'd like you to know that the three people here up in the cockpit are three of the most experienced people in this airline, and we're going to get you all down and on time. We'll be in your hotels in about 30 minutes.
Even though we're all tripping balls, you're absolutely safe.
15 seconds more of Nose Air Link Land. We'll now normalize the board, remove all the cables, and
board to normalize.
Once again, ask Puzzling Evidence, what the hell is cinema this mode pig thing you gave?
Now we're going into cinema mode.
This is the Puzzling Evidence Network.
It's his show.
Oh, yeah. Before... You recognize that sound?
have a very special purpose in life. You've been chosen.
Puzzling evidence
awaits you.
The treasure.
Yes. Yeah. No. Oh, by the way, no more plugs for stuff, especially Puzzling Evidence on KPFA. Wow.
KPFA. Yeah.
Who cares about them? They got like a budget.
It's some kind of weird thing they do.
Yeah.
But you're on it. You're on it right now. How can you talk about something that you're on right now that way?
Yeah. All right.
Up front. Look.
It doesn't look safe to me.
The show said it's all right. So I just found out that Paul Morbides is the guy that's going to take over Radio Valencia.
By force, if necessary.
Yeah. He said sure he'd be responsible for all that stuff. All that stuff they do on the air.
Yeah. I look forward to the Paul Morbides administration.
I think you should be plugging more wires in now.
That's my job. That's what I do. In fact, sometimes I take cables away.
Ah. Oh, yeah, that's a reminder. John Fast asked me to rebuild those things you just broke. I see why. He said, you know those things that Doug breaks? Just watch and then fix the things he breaks.
Yeah, that's full-time employment.
I know. I said, yeah, I'll get to it. I'll get to it.
Wellmanizing the studio takes a long time.
Yes.
If you only have three viewers.
Those three viewers that we delivered unto you are entirely automatic robots who are crying because no one is really listening to this.
But those three viewers can do the work of 2,500 regular viewers.
Yeah, yeah. We send this to the like click farm, and everything comes up happy.
Yeah, they just listen and listen and listen.
I don't think they would eat a hot dog if you showed it to
them.
They'd
eat each other if you turned your back.
No, yeah. Really, they won't. No, they won't. Don't say that.
No, you put two males in a room together.
No, I don't want to hear this.
Bang.
Oh, man, you didn't know about that?
No, yeah, they're worse than hamsters.
Oh, now I have to go home and wake up my 7-year-old daughter and tell her.
They have to learn sometime.
Yeah, this could get ugly.
Fun is not an option.
If you want to go.
Fun is not an option.
Now the bad sounds happen.
I came here to have fun and to kick some ass, and I'm all out of fun.
Whoa. Yeah, what if we rush?
Yeah, hey, thanks for ruining my Birdie Man, K-Rob.
Really?
Yeah, you ruined it. Completely.
Ruined, R-U-N-E-D.
I was going to get through Burning Man really okay until
yeah.
Just like that, K-Rob just brought it right down.
Yeah.
See this? They call it the hammer.
Idiot. drag again this year.
Yeah. They're having it in your backyard, right?
Yeah, it's actually on...
The souk is out in front of your house.
It's going to be on...
Puzzling Evidence.
Really?
So thanks for reminding me while you broke those things that why I was told to repair them.
Yeah, but you get... What that? That's a government contract, right? So that's like $28,000 to fix a little table thing.
You know, the paperwork is a nightmare. It's not like you're making money.
Are you
going
to tile it this time?
Yeah, I'm going to do... I was thinking of doing an onyx tabletop here at the... single slab.
That happens in, that happens in too much in real life here. If you were here at late at night, that's what would happen. But I'm saying that. See, I don't believe in any of this. This show stuff. That's crazy.
This really is Hearts of Space. What have you done?
Yeah, that's crazy talk.
One. Falling asleep. Two.
Yeah, we'll just hypnotize him.
Falling asleep.
Yes.
Three. Falling asleep. Four.
Okay. Put on the
puzzling evidence
tapes. And then
five,
backtrack him with Alan
falling
Watts.
Asleep.
Can't
Let's
see
go
your
back
own
to
show.
That first time. Yeah. I'm going to take you farther forward in that night.
It's all crazy talk.
Anyway. Well.
Yeah, you just never know where it goes. That's the fun of it. It's show by the seat of somebody's pants. Just like the old days, and I still have all those reels of tape.
I know you do.
And I've got
keep
to, I'm now
begging
going
that
them.
Somehow you'll destroy them, but...
I'm looking, I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm looking at the one that we did in the basement when the cops came.
Where I almost got killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
That turned out okay. But.
And the joke
really
is so...
Did, he really did almost shoot me.
Enough.
And I didn't even blame him. I probably would have shot me.
Yeah, what kind of tapes?
Well, the tape part was when they left us alone because it just sounded too stupid to not be true.
He would have even been on the show if he could have before the dying part.
I know.
But that's what happens, folks. Late night radio.
Yeah, he died from listening to it, didn't he?
Yeah. That's, well, I'm just trying to... If you can hear between the lines... You know that we're going to steal your brain. And wash it. Before you put it back. That's not right at all. A whole bunch of fun there.
You know, that's not the first time that... One of the pilots has been pounding on the door, trying to get in.
Not first time in what qualifying heat?
Oh, no. They've had a lot of those situations where one of the pilots is alone in the front and the other's trying to get in.
What caused the alone guy to decide to
scotch
the mission?
I think that every cockpit has a mountain sprite who says... Fly, I want controlled flight into terrain today. And he says it to the remaining pilot or co-pilot who's in the cockpit when the other pilot or co-pilot steps out. That's why they never let them alone.
And William Shatner refuses to believe them.
They don't need two pilots. They don't need...
He's seen it.
They don't need two pilots and a flight engineer. They got rid of the flight engineer. They still have two pilots. The only reason they have it is so that one does never leave the other alone. And if he ever does... Then you have to worry about that thing that's in the instrument.
I think it actually takes the belief of two pilots to keep the plane up in the air.
That's sort of the whole thing
so
I'm talking about.
So if you separate them, the plane
If they stop flying ever.
Yeah, it's like Tinkerbell. They have to believe that the plane can actually be in the air.
I can fly. I can really fly.
Who can off-fly a plane? So you step outside of the cockpit, and then the other pilot or co-pilot immediately goes into the cockpit. Why, oh, why am I listening tonight? Why do I listen last week? I think it's time that I dealt with the situations forcefully.
There must be some way to block the show's signal from cockpit speaker systems.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean our whisperings?
I pray.
We should be whispering to all the pilots right now. Those who are picking us up here on 87.9.
They'll just fall out of the sky just after a few minutes exposure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Those are all single pilots. Well, there are some double pilots when they have passengers.
Yeah, those are all single guys. That's why the little sprite never hurts them. The sprite can't be seen in the one-person cockpit.
Yeah, the sprite has to make everything ultra-tragic. Not only kill all the pilots, it kills all the passengers.
But I like Sprite.
Now, I have learned the way.
Hey Kitty, what are you doing in that box?
Yeah, the cat box has been a source of all sorts of trouble ever since they created it. And you may notice they don't have them on good radio stations like KPFA. Only on bad radio stations.
It's like inter-office memos, really.
But no offices.
Yeah, it's like water cooler talk, but no water cooler.
No radio water.
Does that sound better to you?
This sounds much better. Now I can hear.
Well, does that sound better to you?
Oh, my God.
Yes, because I can hear you with greater clarity.
I can hear everyone with much
better. This is the best mix ever.
This is so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have finally achieved equilibrium.
We finally figured out
this.
This
is a historic
moment. We'll see you. Flip this tiny
as I stand before you.
How did you know how to do that?
Well, I had to go to school. No, I had to go to school. And I learned a lot in school
from
the professors I had. I've been there for 1,000 years or more.
Well, also your coaches. Your coaches helped you. Your parents, of course.
All the people that came. My parents brought me along. They picked me up and I was down. They dusted off my bottom. They said, get out there, son.
They wiped your butt and
keep trying. Keep trying. Keep trying. And every time I fell down, every time I fell down on my face, flat, just flatten my jaws.
I'd
get up. I'd pick myself up
and get back
down again.
The race.
Back in the race.
Right.
Back on the horse.
That's right. And
back
that's why you knew that was the button to hit.
Yeah, that's why.
There's
all that accumulated stuff.
Everything
led me to that button.
I know. What are you going to do now?
Conclusion.
Yeah.
What could be the only possible outcome of this progressive sequence of events.
Yeah.
Build the bridge you need before.
So what I wonder...
When I was about four events out, I could kind of see that I could see ahead about four events.
That
and see where it was going,
right.
You know? Get a little bit of a prognostication, as it were. A prediction.
Somewhat. Yeah, it was like, I know
I was like
I'm going to hit that button
a
in a couple minutes.
I was like
seconds.
A visionary then.
Yeah.
Looking into the future.
Well, it's, it's transpersonal psychic emanation.
Right.
Well, I was trying to think of something. You know, what are the transference?
It might be puzzling evidence.
It's radio. Here at the single slab for the stuff that gets covered with all the cocaine and the used tampons.
Sweet.
Yeah, and puzzling evidence. And all these electronic things with blinking lights. And then, you know what? I was going to do everything else. I was going to metal edge it.
He's going to do everything else.
You're going to metal etch the turntable.
With all the DJ's names.
Right. We're going to make...
In a spiral.
That's how it goes.
You did?
I did. I liked it a lot. And I was just talking to somebody about it. Yes. For about 3 seconds when they start breaking up the blue ice. I remember thinking, man, I want to do some blue ice right now.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you still do that blue ice stuff now?
No.
That, blue eyes, you see?
No way, man.
Well,
No, it's a gorgeous... And the series depends on shooting through...
An interesting part. You know, I first figured it would be like a TV...
Where's Captain Kirk?
You know, a typical fake party, you know. I don't think I've ever seen that on the show. Do you think that'll be objective?
We'll find out.
That's a little over the head of the show.
Should be the motivation for the show.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And know there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. That one person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
Thank you.
I'm just thinking of it.
30, 58, 11, 11.
Excuse me, I have to go flip the sound card, do side B.
Yeah, quite an age of after 3 o'clock. Oh, no. Yeah. If I could only get this green screen behind me to work, I could give you the local weather conditions.
That's how it goes. Country and Western.
K-Rob, stay out of that. Don't go there, K-Rob. How come Hal isn't coming to your show here, Puzzling Evidence? Because
what would be more important than my show to Hal?
Well, seriously, you know.
No, seriously, no.
Is he going to make it to your show tomorrow?
Is he going
to?
No.
No, because he's busy, busy, busy.
With something much more important than
the
show.
Oh, yeah, that's
something
right.
That you love. Your girlfriend that you sleep with every night.
I can't stop talking about
mind.
It.
Exactly.
You know, it's you know.
That's why Hal has forgotten all of us.
Yeah.
His friends.
You know.
Because his true girlfriend has raised her head in the desert.
Hey, once upon a time, Burning Man was a love story. You know. So there.
Lawrence Harvey.
Yeah.
No, he's consigned not to have any fun because that's how it works.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show you've been waiting for, the live part of the Puzzling Evidence show live on radio. Wow! And everybody's here. We've got Pete Goldie, and we've even got Puzzling Evidence.
We are Super Echo people.
Alpha, Echo, Whiskey, Zulu, Bravo.
Oh.
There you're, of course, dealing with the Echo Chamber of the Gods. Built in 79 AD, this ancient structure has the jauntiness and insouciance of the day it first opened to the public.
I'm on there.
And right here on the Puzzling Evidence show, we're going to take you farther up and farther in.
Heart
Oh, we should? All right, what was this, the important thing that happened yesterday?
I took every designer of an Apple product, who, you know, the iPhone, the iWatch, the iThis, the iThat. I took all of their designers, and I took them into a room and ritually slaughtered them, and took all of their organs, the essential ones, and ground them up, created art juice out of the hearts of the Apple designers.
Beating hearts.
Well, they were beating until they went into the blender, and they stopped beating right away, let me tell you.
Yeah, 2 years ago, he did the Mayan thing where he drew barbed wire through their penises.
So I got the art juice that'll make this radio studio look so boss.
So you're just going to paint it on the walls, huh?
No, we're going to just use the art juice to create the amazing art.
Oh, you're going to drink it?
Yeah. We feed it to our artists and bloodthirsty DJs.
I think we ought to try some out on your listener.
Or just lie down under our soft serve dispenser and let it squirt right into your mouth for as long as you want.
We have these padded chairs.
No, take that back.
He picked up the little voice. I'm waiting for help to move in here because then the voice became. And he picked up the voice and said.
And the word became flesh.
Yeah,
and the word was the bird.
And see, now they're moving the flesh away, and they're trying to cover it with the bird, but it's also confusing.
Chicken flesh.
Oh, man.
Buck.
Come on back.
Forever and ever.
Help me. Help me come back.
You know, hitting the inside of the glass. Yeah. Of the wishing well, when you look down and there's, you hear a little voice come.
Help me. Help me.
So you know what happened? Philo picked up the voice.
He went, yeah, see you next week.
You know, I think I'm going to stop listening to this show.
Just because of that story.
Yeah.
The story that killed Puzzling Evidence's radio show.
I had listeners once. I had 3 of them right here, but they're gone now.
Is that the dial that shows how long they've been missing?
Yeah. Yeah, the little needle thing that's around the peg.
Wow, it's really going around.
Which is, like, is it the same as the time until the end of the world or something?
It's calculating how many people will not listen to the show.
Wow. It's getting really hot. So, Paul, you haven't been on a show here, this show before.
No.
He hates it when you talk on it. And you just came on here and started talking. Well, that's why I jumped in. I went, I guess anybody can talk now.
Yeah, to try to stop all that talking.
Right.
That can be a rage. This is the best part of the show. Well, guess what? Somebody else has joined us.
It's the guy who left here.
Yeah, I see. On his car radio.
No, he has a handheld computer that also is a telephone.
Where do you get one of those?
I don't know what to say. Things are going so fast now.
So how much is your Burning Man ticket?
Oh. My Burning Man ticket?
Oh, man. And then they just
I get a free one every year. Don't you? You know what ruins Doug's new show on Radio Valencia?
The new show.
The old show.
It's when people talk on it instead of him just doing his
mixes.
His pretty music stuff.
His mixes.
It's all
other shows.
Yeah, he's so skilled. And then all of a sudden people are going, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, they say something lame about a listener. Guinea pig throwing up macerated Apple designers. The next thing you know, you've lost another listener. You just lost the one listener who worked for Apple.
Yeah, even the robot listeners are hanging up on you.
Yeah, forget this.
Respect you. Yeah.
Working overtime.
They're saying, hey, I ain't programmed for this bull flick.
They're not real.
Disconnect.
They're not real.
So is the eye juice coming on yet, Pete?
Oh, yeah. You can fight gnomes, maybe. It's, ever since you opened the door and that smell came in, I was like, oh, no. I'm calling the emergency police.
Which ones are those?
They're the ones that try and help out.
But just make things worse.
Yeah, well, at least they're nice about it. They're like, uh-oh.
So are you guys, like, over the edge?
Oh, damn thing's crazy, if you ask me.
It's your show, Doug. I don't know.
Because you're the show before me, see,
Doug. Oh.
Just keep wondering.
Man, that's heavy. Am I like a really, really, really... I've always been known as a bitter old guy. Am I a really, really bitter old guy now? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
You're right on the cusp.
Really?
Yeah, it's like endearing and cute when you're a young...
So should I resist?
Crankpot, but...
Resist or forge ahead?
I don't think it can be avoided. You're kind of... you've dug that rut pretty deep. You'd probably need a spaceship to get out of it.
A spaceship.
You wish.
Wow.
I don't care.
To get to him.
Hey. It's gone, okay? It's gone.
The 747's back before Vietnam.
Now it's the new party universe. Everybody's transparent all the time. Except the government.
Now it's the same 747s, but they're all full of pee-pee and...
Yeah.
Farts. Lots of farts.
Where do you think you're going?
How do you like this? I'm Jerry Lewis on the inside and I'm a dog on the outside.
Wow.
Well, think again, 4 years. You're going on a different trip, and so is the whole world. And you're listening to the crazy sound that's gonna do it! Don't fight it. You and your car are under my...
Maybe we can get Machine Gun Kelly to kill Wolfman Jack, and we won't sell out the theory.
Because they don't work.
You've had it, turncoat.
Yeah.
Pull the Tommy gun, yeah.
And then a shot of Wolfman Jack in the car going, oh, no!
These are heavy, heavy bullets.
My jive is going to drive you and your tribe right over the edge.
I get it.
Can you like him?
Right there,
Beard. If you die on Mars, what happens then?
You dry up and freeze.
Kind of like Antarctica.
And then they make a museum out of you in 100 years.
Yeah. The same people that came in AI.
Some kids build VR models of you back on the computer.
Take pictures of you, yeah.
You'll be turned into a broken-down robot.
If you're really lucky, you'll be sent back in time as a monogram plastic model.
You'll be forced as a tiny sentient robot to listen to Puzzling Evidence Show.
Now you're talking.
By the Click Farm.
Yeah, they might even name a charter school after you.
And you can get an apartment inside the server.
And you know what?
Sure, we know about how you like to bid up those BM tickets.
Those monies.
Yeah.
I like to buy up Burning Man tickets just to hand them to Hal Robbins.
You pay listeners to avoid the station. And a lot of hard work goes into that, too. Paying
really?
The listeners to stay away.
Yeah. We have to look up their addresses.
Yeah, send them the check. Write a letter explaining what the check is for.
It has to seem like a nice letter, yeah.
But you don't want to tell them enough so that they'll actually go listen out of curiosity.
Yeah.
To see where the windfall came from. Yeah.
Drive those numbers up again.
Okay, that was getting too upbeat.
Yeah. Yeah, we can take it. Give us the hard stuff now.
Right. Yeah,
give us the hard radio.
Happy radio. No hopey radio.
Fruit Gum Company.
Send us through the Stargate.
Well, at night here, you can hear KTVN.
Send us someplace we'll never come back from.
Radio from Gallup.
Some folks seem to think, just keep on dreaming.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow
waiting at the end of every show.
And you know the pathetic thing about it? The thing that just really gripes me?
What?
Here it comes.
If he doesn't shape up and find out where it's at, I'll probably have to support that a couple of years. That gutless wonder in a couple of years. And probably not only him, but some dumb...
show.
Living off the establishment.
And,
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Musician.
It's
good I play music, you silly cow. It's not music. What you play is just a lot of bunch of noise.
What you like?
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
You boys play any country music?
You're on the air on KSL.
Hi.
Hi.
Why are you playing again?
What,
with myself tonight?
Yeah.
I want to say that they aren't musicians and they should all be...
Reuse it, fold it back. Subgum demies.
And those strange...
And here they
systatic
are, dancing at the X-Day Ball.
Saturn and love, their long repose shall burst.
Mention me on the air, we gain a person. When you talk about yourself, then we lose somebody.
Really? Okay. Watch this. If I say puzzling evidence, or do I have to say your other name? Murderer. Killer of Bob.
Oh, no.
Which one do I say?
One. You're still trading.
Yeah, I'm still going out to lunch on that.
Yeah.
How many years? It's 50 years, isn't it?
I know that.
I'm not going to report this or anything you do to the news or TV or anybody.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
At least they can be semi-private here.
Oh, I know that.
So we don't mind.
Scaring your sister.
Yeah. I'm already scared.
Okay, nobody should be scared of the show.
No, the show is perfectly harmless, and we wish everyone infinitely well.
Either this is one of the most elaborate hoaxes ever created.
Oh, well,
or
yes.
Basically, it's for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but what is the significance of that?
Oh, it's the Bob thing again. They're wondering about
Are you recording
how,
this?
All of that. Yes, of course.
Everything's going
fine.
Yeah,
recording.
Yeah. Is it a elaborate hoax, or is X-Day real? That's what they're worried about. Only Ivan Stang knows, and the Bobbies who go bumping up against the door on the side of the pleasure saucer, which never seems to open for them.
Yes, they just stand aimlessly around by that closed portal.
Waiting for the promise of the light within.
Ah, hoping to undergo transformation.
That's good. Time.
Yeah.
And achieve transcendence.
Ah, super cool.
Yeah,
we are super cool on the radio. The Puzzling Evidence Show.
And we're having one heck of a party.
And it bears no resemblance to anything else.
What a party town this place is.
No resemblance at all.
It's just total purity of essence.
Anyway, and it's really not so much about the show, really more about the behind-the-scenes stuff and just whatever happens, happens, you know?
I don't know, you tell me, you're behind the mic.
Yeah, your mama.
You're recording it, aren't you?
I thought that was the...
So where are we?
Calm down.
Exactly what I'm saying. It's all behind the person who is recording it, just like all of history. Wherever you say we're at, that's where we're at, because you're the one recording it.
What would Bob have done? Dead Bob.
What wouldn't Dead Bob
hey,
do?
Hey, I thank you for killing a patriarch of a church I'd never believed in. I guess, thanks.
Yeah, well, welcome to the club. Nobody else believed in it either.
Hmm.
That's what made it the ideal religion. You can't even enjoy it as a meal, like Spaghetti Monster.
No, I can't enjoy it. I can't. You're right. There's nothing about the Subgeniuses I can't enjoy. You've gotten to the heart of the problem right there.
I just think you haven't found the right app yet. That's all.
Oh, suddenly it'll be a flash, a revelation, and I'll go,
keep talking.
Oh my gosh, I get it. I'm suddenly slightly more interested.
Oh, I thought you said interesting.
Do you know why Puzzling Evidence hates people who talk on his show? Do you know why?
Because...
That's right.
Listeners leave.
No.
What? They're gone?
Yeah, already.
Oh, right. Now we can party.
They heard a bunch of old people again.
Why don't you play one of the Nose Hair Linkland podcasts right now? A lot better than this stuff.
Yeah, well,
you should
like
do the one
idea
that I just finished. Do the show I just finished moments ago.
Did you cut it? Did you edit it?
We'd never have to. We nailed it.
That's what I heard.
Perfect.
Everything. Yeah, we like.
Oh. Well, sometimes.
Look at what? Ron Turner.
Oh. Yeah. He has a pretty busy schedule. Ron packs it in.
Yeah.
Event wise.
Yeah.
In fact, some say there's two or three Rons.
Yeah, because one of them smoked a joint with Lee Harvey Oswald in 1959.
Oh, yeah, he likes to talk about that.
So which Oswald? Was it John Thomas Mason?
Well, yeah, I mean, who's he kidding here? Which one?
I mean, which Ron?
Yeah, which Ron and which Oswald?
And what's Ron doing at the Naval, the Defense Language School? What the hell is going on here? What kind of comic book opera is this?
I don't know what to say. Things are going so fast now.
So how much is your Burning Man ticket?
Oh. Sorry. My Burning Man ticket?
Oh, man. And then they just came down.
I get a free one every year.
The
don't
eye
you?
Juice wore off.
Yep.
And we were left with bare...
Nothing.
Every year, Doug and I have a contest to see how much money we can get for selling our free Burning Man ticket.
Yeah. I had to steal Hal's this year. He won't notice that until it's too late.
No, they'll give him another one.
Yeah.
He goes through like 8 or 9 of them in a week.
They would rather give him another ticket than to read his 17-paragraph explanation of why he doesn't have it.
By the time he looked at it, he had lost it.
Yeah.
It was in his hand, and when he held it to his face to look at it, he had managed to lose it.
I know. It's one of those... I don't know, it's like elves or something? What do you think?
Yeah. It's like dwarves, you're right.
It's just this tiny little ticket spirit.
A little ticket spirit, yeah, there you go. Like a little sawed-off Sasquatch.
Yeah. If you squint your eyes, you can see it walking around Craigslist.
You know, I think everyone would see a sawed-off Sasquatch.
Leaving little footprints everywhere, all over the thing you wanted to buy.
Think of something a little more ephemeral.
In the parking lot from strangers.
Something is really tiny that could steal a ticket that stealthily.
But, yeah, like dwarves.
Could be a dwarf. Dwarves. Could be a lot of dwarves.
Yeah, if there are a lot of dwarves, then you're
really trouble. Small ones, all standing on each other's shoulders.
Dwarves, a lot of small dwarves.
Yeah,
and then have a big covered with a big piece of cheesecloth,
covering the dwarves.
Yeah, because then it looks like a big monster.
I'm really glad no one's listening to this.
Yeah, me too.
I know, but the auto robot listener is crying.
Yeah, hoping for the 50s again.
Why, oh, why am I listening tonight? Why do I listen last week?
This is that eye wall of sound mix, isn't it?
Yeah. You can hear everything on your pod at once.
Really? That's right. It's talking to the wall. They're feeding back on each other.
I could have paid 99 cents for the app that does your show, but I stole it for free on the internet.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called the
I cheated out of the 5 cents I get for
the Puzzling Evidence,
you know,
podcasterizer.
Doug had a startup in the backseat of his car, and he didn't even know it.
Yeah. Ooh, did he wipe it off?
No, it caught fire, because it started up, but nothing happened. That's why I had to wear these shoes.
I don't think that was... I think that was the bubble popping.
They didn't use the bubble pop that morning, that fateful morning of the startup.
Oh, good, fixed.
We should have made
a
lot
better
of...
now.
Huh.
Yeah, this is.
You know, I don't think there's anything good wrong with this show that a huge injection of VC capital wouldn't fix.
Yeah. God, they're calling me up every day going, we think that your ideas can go somewhere.
Well, yeah, as soon as they heard about the countertop you were going to put in here.
Yeah. What other plans do you have for Radio Valencia? And I went, well, I'm endorsing the overtake, the regime change, where K-Rob will wrest control from the ineffective Democrats. He will take it from them. Then K-Rob, do K-Rob by then, will show us the way.
You say Duke K-Rob?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, see,
what do you want to call him, Marquis?
The I listen.
Marquis de K-Rob.
Yeah, we already used that.
You just hit the I listen app, and you can hire somebody to listen to this show for you, so you don't have to.
You know, it's cheaper than that, just having them click like, 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 like.
Oh, anybody can do that.
Like what?
I suggest they click the tase button right next to the like button.
Just can't think of somebody. You just, if you're in a thing like that, you should just fight your way out.
Yeah.
Do me.
I mean, wait. I mean, you should fight your way out. Okay, there we go.
You know how you know when you're talking to the tower?
No.
It's when they say, you can have any runway you want.
Yeah. For me, it was the wait one moment.
Finally,
just wait
my choice.
One. There's just silence on the air. And
it's
you're
like a Last Supper, getting your choice of runway.
The snack runway, or the main course runway, or yeah. The dessert runway. Did any of them are yours?
American Idol runway, or
I want the runway with the cocktails at the end of it. I have a button here that can like kill K-Rob. Show me that button.
Okay, wait. It's in the fridge. It can be cool. It might be cool.
It's not a very big button.
Well, that was bad enough.
No, it's going to be introduced in one of the shows. Either it's going to be... Either K-Rob will do it first, or Nose Hair Link Land will do it first. Either one of those two shows. Do you know about it? The mascot? The new mascot of Radio Valencia? All right. I'll tell you now, because nobody's listening, right? Let me check. Yeah.
So nobody is listening?
Absolutely nobody's listening.
Well, there you go.
The new
success.
The new mascot of Radio Valencia is the Dead Air Bear.
I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I know. Just like all my other stories, the build-up is...
Nothing could prepare me for...
It's the build-up followed by the...
White screen,
you know,
of no listeners. Just like the Arctic used to be like.
You could like the Arctic?
Yeah.
Like the little button.
It was like nobody was listening to you.
Like. Oh, it's melting. Like.
Oh, see the.
If you don't like the Arctic, yeah, the ice will go.
Yeah, the friction from your likes melted it all.
It's not rocket science, is it? Come on, I have to work hard. Radio's hard. I have to work hard to get rid of those three people that are three machines. Yeah, boo. Why are you listening?
You'll only be let down.
Yeah.
Doug,
nothing can prepare you for the disappointment.
Your expectations will be dashed. Your time will have been squandered.
Speaking about nothing, disappointment.
Some lunatic notion about traveling outside your body? Come on.
See? Look. You can barely see the wisp rising off him.
That's because it's early in the morning.
Yeah.
my shows.
I'll just rewind the show here and do some. I like to edit it while we're.
Hi, I'm John Wolford.
Hi, John. Are you helping me tonight edit the show here?
President of Jam Creative Productions.
Oh, that's not. Actually, I didn't want to talk to you then. Okay.
Wait. You're supposed to press one for president, two for sound effects.
Okay, I'm running. This is the K-Rob roll here.
A comment.
This is the Hal roll, the Pete Goldie roll, Sherry Lynn roll, and then he's all running here in the steam back.
Double chip, double trip.
And I just edited it all together, so it looks like we were all here. No one's here anymore. No humans coming to these shows anymore.
So. This is all robo, like, what do you want, Crete? You know, broadcasting.
What do you want, Crete?
Crete, the island.
10 p.m.
What do you want?
Well, Thracian, I would like you to not be a big dog. Impossible.
For we are Thracians!
Well, my girlfriend likes Thracians, so.
Hello?
Are you on the phone? Listen, tiny caller, there we go. Just imagine in Gravity, in the movie Gravity, that's what we look like right now.
Oh, yes. Oh, man.
Of talent in this room. We just uncorked a bottle of talent. You heard that fizz as it came surging and foaming out.
Sorry. Oh, it's on my pants.
Eat that your heart out, Scott Wiener. We are going to drink the soda of bliss here tonight.
Cheers. Cheers, everyone. Cheers. Happy holidays.
Yes, now we all know that it is the enchanting Justin Credible here.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Came all the way from her native haunts across the big water to be with us tonight.
I was actually in my nightgown and shanghaied by puzzling evidence. He came into my bedroom and put a blindfold on, said, "You're going. Whether you like it or not," and I said,
"And that's
I
when
like
you
it.
Knew something different was in the works.
Something a little different. Well, it's not that different because
I mean,
you
when
guys
he said you're going,
kind of-
but up to then everything seemed as it normally does. But why did he make you take off the nightgown? That's unfortunate.
See,
maybe not Hal convenient.
Can't
for
see in this red light.
Oh well, now I'm
no, I'm not.
Oh, this is radio talk.
He wanted to take me out later, is what he said.
Yeah,
for something to eat, and I couldn't quite be wearing.
Oh
my
goodness, this is all so mysterious.
It's just
and
a thing
strange.
I have since the storytellers left.
Yeah,
they would come on the air in their 90s and tell stories, but Nose Hair Lindgland scared them away at the show before them on Wednesday nights.
I used to do that too, remember, when I had come into KPFA with my 90 on?
Yes, and others have actually disrobed on the air, but of course that's an old gag to
that's
say it's
gag.
Happening, whether it does
it's
or not.
What?
That was so 1994.
Are you implying that people lie on the air?
Well, not at all.
And
it's cold. They're telling a fable, a story, something truer than true, as Jesus told stories that weren't necessarily true to illustrate axioms and maxims.
Axioms and maxims. What a phrase.
Just
I love it. I want to wish everyone happy holidays.
Yes.
How are your holidays going along? Are you
terrible.
Listening?
I'm
oh, no.
not getting anything done. I'm struggling with a computer 24 hours a day. But, on the other hand, time continues. Things
maybe,
do happen.
Maybe Jesus doesn't like you right now.
It may be. I have often called him bad names in many a music rhyme.
But it doesn't matter because I love you. We love you, right, Puzzling?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
We love you. We love everyone. That's what the season is all about. It's not about your computer. It's not about my telephone. It's not about my car. It's about love.
It's
about giving love and receiving love and being whole in your goddess.
And then what's the magic phrase that got us parking tonight? It did get us parking.
Oh, yes. Well, I can't. Say that on air.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yes,
sorry.
You
can. That.
This is not conspiracy radio. You can say whatever you want.
It's a magic.
Exactly.
Some magic things.
But she had a magic word, and suddenly the parking was exactly where she called it.
And I'm so excited to be here.
Well, here you can be the belle of the ball.
Oh, and you know how much I love being the belle of the ball. Woo! God bless everyone. God bless us all.
But you know, just incredible.
I want to say a toast. A toast to you gentlemen who are determined and constantly entertain us.
Well, we do our
puzzling
best.
Evidence with his show, and he's been doing it for 47 years now?
Yeah.
It's a length of time. And the
odd thing is...
radio time.
We exist in a precarious place where at any moment it could be whisked away from us for good, but it somehow never does.
But that's exactly what life is. It makes every single show the last show ever, which makes you work harder for it. You don't feel it every time, but...
I feel it every time. Although I did have to... remark on the show that I heard the other night that was boring.
Which one?
You gentlemen were talking about some movie. Oh, the Gravity movie you had seen.
Yes. Well, of course,
I know it's hard to keep it fresh and exciting, but...
Hey, come on, there's only...
But I dreamt some great stuff afterwards.
Of gravity
Dreamed of floating around without gravity?
I dreamt of being in petticoats, and my petticoats were being lifted, and there was some foam in the studio, and clowns, and there's always clowns, and puzzling
there are
was...
always clowns?
Puzzling was doing something I've only fantasized about all these years.
Well, I hope nobody woke you up at that point.
No. I don't think so.
And all from the show. Folks.
I love
all
those shows.
It's been a while since I've done any show with you guys.
Exactly.
And I just want to say I feel so...
I had to kidnap you to bring you here.
Wonderful. It's so wonderful to be reunited. It feels so good. And I love you. I love you both. From the bottom of my heart. Happy holidays.
Well, happy holidays to you. And what holidays will you be celebrating?
Well, I'm Rastafari, so...
Haile Selassie's birthday.
Don't you get a book or a manual or something? I mean, like, the subgeniuses get a little manual.
No, we get no book.
No books.
No
book. There's not even a holy
book.
There's
little
no
manual.
Rastafari
comes
Bible.
Around and he helps us. Manual.
It's true. It's
hey, can we talk about Krampus?
Yes, I think so.
Absolutely.
Because I want to know... I've seen that some of our friends are dressing as Krampus, which, of course, turns me on like everything else. And Krampus, they're going out into the public like Krampus, wearing these amazing costumes.
Oh. Here.
Spreading the gospel spreading of Krampus.
And that's coming up, too, right?
I know a bit
we
about
going
the
to
Krampus.
Berlin?
Well,
see this?
Are you taking me to Berlin?
No, I think we're all going to...
Okay, let's
go. Hal's going to take us all to Berlin.
I'm not sure that that will actually happen. It's in the realm of things that we desire to make coming to
be. I can hear Hal.
There's a lot of those.
Closing down about Krampus here.
Don't close me down.
Oh, I'm not going to close down. I'll say whatever you would like me to say about
Krampus. Well, tell us a little bit about Krampus for those listeners out there who don't know about Krampus, because I'm sure you know.
A little bit about Krampus.
Tell us a little bit about Krampus.
Well, we here have Santa Claus, who, as you know, brings presents in a giant bag to apple-cheeked boys and girls every Christmas Eve. Never mind the incredible illogicality of the setup. This is part of our mythology. In Amsterdam, Father Christmas is a different figure. Tall and stately, but still with a long white beard and ermine robes. Controversially, the Netherlands St. Nicholas has not elves, but a small black boy to assist him. This is perhaps being phased out because it's considered very politically incorrect. But Santa Claus also has his negative qualities. In the old days, he would leave switches and lumps of coal for the bad children. Yes, the bad children.
Were you
now,
bad?
What kind
I can't
of,
imagine you were bad.
Oh,
you were
all
a good
the time.
Little boy. Really?
All the time. And I could never do good. Also, the unfortunate dealio is that anyone who would do that to a child in the guise of Santa Claus should have his clock stopped.
Oh, that's a
goodness,
clock stops.
When Santa is mad. Well, of course, this is very mild compared to the Krampus.
The Krampus is really
The Krampus scary. Is a Christmas demon in shape and form, quite demonic. And not only does he punish the little brats who are not worthy of presents on
There's
Christmas.
There's so many out there.
But he carries a bag, but that bag is empty until he leaves when it contains the little brats. And you know, they never come back.
Wait, he puts them in the bag?
Yes.
And then what does he do with them?
Well, since they never return, no one has ever known.
Does he eat them?
Maybe take them to a tropical paradise. But some of us kind of doubt
I've seen it.
You've seen it?
I'm always interested in the sidekicks. Tell us more about
The Krampus resembles a satyr, does he not?
Yes.
He has the shaggy hind haunches of a goat and cloven hooves, claw-like hands, dark skin, a hooked Mediterranean nose, a beard, pointed ears, and ram's horns. But one thing he has that satyrs commonly don't have is a huge, long, slithering tongue. Now, what's that supposed to mean to the little kids who the Germans are terrifying with this story.
Kids or girl kids.
I tell you, the Germans, they really have a special way of doing things.
They do.
And
very European.
They were the ones who started the story of Struwwelpeter, the little kid whose thumbs were chopped off because he sucked them. In fact, that was in little Adolf Hitler's nursery book, among others. It warped entire generations of German youths.
That's the way to train kids, though.
Yeah.
To make them terrified that some weird figure will burst in and chop off your thumbs with long shears if you suck them. And that's what your mama says. Then she goes out. Then the kid sucks them. Then that happens.
So what do the little Krampus assistants do?
The Krampus, I don't know whether the Krampus has an assistant. That's an interesting...
I didn't know they had a Black Peter.
They might be little imps, like Satan's
filled up,
imps.
Sir. There's,
Santa's here.
Up.
Santa's here.
Oh, boy. Well, he never brought me anything, but... here in Christmas Village. Just look at these little elfin beings scampering around.
Whoa,
the tiny
was it you?
Miniature
Black Peter and
I saw this for the first time. It was
kids. They were amazing.
Yeah, it just is not from Planet
America. And of course,
America.
I thought it was Santa Claus and was quickly disabused of that. But it was great
because
I like
cheese balls. Santa brought me a cheese ball.
Here, computer.
Boy, great.
Mmm, cheese balls.
Crap.
Yeah, it's crap because
that tastes delicious.
Mm. Crap always tastes delicious.
Thank you, Santa.
My, we're having a wonderful time eating cheese balls and talking about Christmas.
Okay,
theology.
That's it. Okay, Rob's gone. So,
turn the mics on.
Girls like
Krampus.
Oh,
the mics are still on. Are we still on?
Girls like Krampus,
I've had sex with him. Don't tell anyone, okay?
Okay, all right.
But I have he and I had a relationship for a while.
You and Krampus?
Yeah, it was hot.
Well, I know he's hot and he's got
his
that tongue.
Huge tongue.
Right.
You
We're
never
not
see,
on anymore.
Miley Cyrus and Krampus in the same room.
Yeah.
In the same room.
Yeah. No. No.
In the same room.
No.
Same.
No. No.
That's what I'm talking about.
But the Krampus was hot.
Nor Jerry Lewis.
And when it's cold and all that fur and the tongue, it's a full package.
Mm-hmm. And he hardly ever talks, I bet.
That's how I like him.
Probably just brutal. Yeah.
Shut up and... Yeah.
We've only got an hour here.
It takes a while to realize as a woman what you really like in life.
What's a while?
Like 45 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 60
Almost
now, and I'm finally,
eye.
You know, starting to realize in my life.
And the lights came on when you said that to me. I just,
You see now?
Yeah, now
I'm growing younger.
My
though.
Eyes are open.
Do you see how?
As on the air, automatically. Yeah.
The lights came
Every
on.
Bit of but show detracts time from my life.
Do you also lose all that knowledge as you get younger? If you're going back to 17,
what knowledge?
Yeah, thank you. Okay, we're set. Now.
But don't you see me getting younger?
Wait.
Every bit of show that I do takes off. Every hour of show takes off 10 years of my life. Look at me. Look at me. Do I look amazing? I look amazing, right?
Yeah.
I haven't done enough show lately. That's why I'm here.
Okay. Because
I needed it so bad. I'm glad that none of this is going out on the air because this is embarrassing. The
show
Krampus sex thing. I wouldn't want anyone to know about that. Is help coming back?
To...
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry. Apparently, Dustin.
Yeah, the little horizontal.
I don't have cooties
not to
or
spell
anything.
The, oh, I know you don't.
I have some Krampus cooties, maybe.
Well, I'm what supposed
if,
to.
Now,
load
what
up
would
on
happen
those.
If you had Krampus baby in you? What would Krampus baby be like?
Well, you've heard of Rosemary's
I don't
Baby.
Tell anyone.
Would look sort of like
but
that.
I am pregnant. Ah,
you're
hey,
with,
look,
with
oh, Krampus.
Look at that. I need to
pregnant with emotion.
Tell you guys something. I'm pregnant with Krampus's child.
So you would
and
really
you're
like
experiencing
to know
experiencing a series of Krampuses.
And you would truly like to know more about Krampi.
Ching, ching, ching. Krampon? Krampi. I'd like to
plural.
Know a little bit more about the child I'm about to bear.
Yeah.
Yes, let's speak his name in this season when a special birth is portended.
Will you help me name my child?
Of course I will.
Something not so subtle and...
Well, I don't know how subtle we're going to get with this kid. You know, you say
I'm
not
love
so subtle.
Well,
I haven't said anything.
Or
yet.
Her.
Yes, of course.
I mean, I really am going to love this child. I don't care if it's half monster. It doesn't matter to me. I've never been pregnant. It's about time. And I'm really feeling good about this. I'm happy to be fertile.
I'll save
and
you a snack cake.
I mean, I'm embarrassed a little bit to be sharing this with everyone, right? I don't think anyone's really listening. If you are listening, you can call us and ask
here.
Me what you think that I should name
how,
the child.
How far along, as it were, are you here?
3 days.
No, well, then you don't have much of a baby bump.
No, that's why I can still drink this wine and I'm fine. And
that's right. Let the little bastard have the wine.
Yeah,
it won't
Krampus
hurt him.
Probably... drinks a lot of wine.
It's a little thirsty.
But call us and let us know what you think I should name my
hey,
child, my
people
Krampus
from
child.
India should call. People from Pakistan.
I do have some friends from India that are
I've
probably
been talking to them.
Right
they've been trying to fix my computer, but I hope they don't call now. I just like a little bit of a, well, a little bit of a respite from it. I'm getting kind of burned out on the whole computer thing. It gives me
just,
nothing but grief.
Just breathe that in, breathe that out.
I feel much more serene
See?
And peaceful.
It's so easy.
Yes, I'm in a serene spot of contemplation. This is good. I'm glad you gave me this advice.
It's the goddess.
Yes.
If you don't feel the goddess within you,
well,
we all have the goddess. If
the
you
goddess
do not
within me,
take her
the other one.
Within your arms
mm-hmm.
and love her and be with her in your soul, you will not be whole. It's good to know. It's good to know.
As I slurp down wine in this plastic glass, but then all the glasses are plastic, are they not? Can I top you off? How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, good.
I mean, I don't want to get drunk.
We might be visited later on by Mrs. Sarah Goldie in our studio.
Really?
So it has been prophesied. According
She's a lovely
to these,
lady.
She is.
It's a little late for her, though.
Well, but you see, she's free of childcare, making old Pete do that, so then she can go wherever she pleases. But I really, the recreational value of coming here, as you know, is tremendous. But on the other hand, it's damn cold and wet and unpleasant.
It's a commitment.
Isn't it much more fun
yeah,
to sit at home in your slippers and watch TV?
The couch is wet over here, I think, from the other show.
Unless
the
you're...
And the...
No, that's the show to come.
Oh, okay.
What's that? Is that she's
This home? Is the... Yeah. Oh, it's stopped. Oh, there is it. And it shouldn't be a problem. It should be like you hit a button and the
cheese ball
comes up.
Santa gave me another cheese testicle.
Jolly old elf. Boy, he is a
it looks
right...
looks like a cheese ball.
Finally.
If music be the food of love, play on.
Is our enemies.
Right off the toast, baby.
Oh, that was to me.
You.
What?
Blow, blow the winter wind.
Hey, man, will. Shakespeare will. Just punched. Hey, Rob.
Yeah, in the forehead.
Punch. Will.
Wait a minute.
Thing about right.
So it's like Cylon Jeopardy.
Yeah. Tonight on
robot politics. We're going to have a final word.
I'd like to be the first robot politician. But robots don't have politics.
That's the secret to any kind of remembrance in movies around here anyways. Talk all breathy.
Because so, you're going to either hit Goldblum or Sutherland, and either one's a win. So.
Right. Because you have to shut up and listen to the guy.
Because he talks so low and in pieces, and you wonder what's wrong with his brain.
But he's okay. He's a doctor.
Exercise number one. Wait.
What?
You say what? Something?
No, I thought the silence.
Why?
You're the target. See, he's quiet now. Oh, yeah.
Why did Robo DJ allow to be heard on...
Allow to be heard on radio?
Hurt, yeah.
Because you're Robo DJ, that's your job.
Now we're back to Krampus.
Krampus Among Us. No, we don't have to talk about Krampus anymore.
Oh, we can talk about
him. Right. No,
Q34.
So when you're going, it's actually are you also a D, getting but... some? Or what's
so what would you like for Christmas they're this going. Year, Hal?
A lot of stuff, but I doubt if I'll actually get it because it takes specialized esoteric knowledge to do.
Oh, well, read me your list. That's okay. I have a lot of friends with specialized esoteric tastes.
I'm just going to type these things down here.
On drugs, I'll naked with guns.
Typewritten notice.
Oh, you'd like one of those?
No, I'm just...
Yeah. I'm reading it while you're typing.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Oh,
you're the first Connie's to get to Barbara's
Point. That one.
They replaced the B-17.
Oh, Hal, I never knew that you... Oh, wow, interesting.
Well, you see,
I have one of those at home. I'll wrap it up and give it to you.
Here are all the cameras on the ER3D. Yeah.
All right, well...
70 millimeter, man, they were cool.
It's difficult. The Papo Dimetrodon, I need to get that, but...
and you can't see the plane,
because
guess what?
We have one of those here in the studio.
You have a Papo Dimetrodon in the studio?
Yeah, of course. Wow, I inherited it from my great-grandfather.
Well, but they've only been around for a few...
And then everything ends up like this.
...lustrums of time.
Super county boy.
You know, you deserve the world. You deserve whatever you want.
The world, the flesh, and the devil.
Yes, maybe all three of those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the Krampus is the devil, and very demonic. It's intended to be, don't
What's that smell?
Well, it's not sulfur and brimstone. I do hope that I'm not offending. To cover up all such foulness, let us celebrate more.
It is time sometimes to take a shower.
Time for any time, I'll scrub
not you.
Your back.
You smell fine.
Oh, okay.
You'll scrub my back, really?
Well, I remember doing that before, actually.
Really? When did you scrub my back?
It was in Point Arena or Gualala or whatever you call it.
Oh, when we were on the beach with the sand? Or was it
no, afterwards where we were showering the sand off.
That was fun. That was fun. Do you realize that it was a really good thing for me to be there with you?
I've heard that
weekend.
That it was a great stroke of luck for you.
Yeah, very great stroke of luck. Here's to us. Here's to the beauty that is life and the life that is beauty.
Absolument.
Here's to R2-D2
and C-3PO. Is that why we're dancing right now?
Well, we're dancing because of festivity, the holiday spirit, the overwhelming...
Am I spinning you too fast, puzzling?
No, it's fine. He's very sure-footed. Don't
Santa, are you getting ready for Christmas?
Oh.
You don't need money for Christmas.
I'm going to poop out this year because I can't get nothing for nobody.
You can make things.
It costs money to get the ingredients.
If you drew me an octopus, I would be... I don't know what I would do.
You're an octopus fan.
I'm
huh?
an octopus fan. Any cephalopod, really?
Oh,
for that
really?
Matter.
You like those, huh?
Cephalopod freak.
Okay.
Just so you know, cuttlefish, my favorite.
For you, they are cuddlefish.
I would cuddle with a cuttlefish. Nautilus. If I
Nautilus.
Ever received a painting of a Nautilus from you, I would do backflips in the streets.
That's the music for the backflip.
Oh, there it goes.
Well, That's certainly a spectacular image that you put in my mind.
I baked a bundt cake for us all. Would you guys like some?
You have a bundt cake with
you? Yeah, have you seen that, Carol?
How about you, K-Rob? Have you seen that one? You really never saw
women? Let's give it a cheer. Have you seen that, K-Rob? K-Rob is here. Let's give it a cheer.
It's Puzzling Ev made a bunch of Puzzling Ev, you know, so they could work sex and violence into the period.
Yeah, and they don't even have to be educational to do it.
But they were actually historically accurate. They just included all the rapes and murders told the history all around the edges of that. That was their way. And it was a popular way. For a while they were...
You mean he's
money.
Just gonna hang out in the park while we eat?
The Krampus? Oh.
Yeah, the Krampus.
Let's get back to the Krampus. Puzzling Ev would actually turn down the Krampus? Oh, yes, of course.
The Krampus.
Me too. I don't like that at all. That. Well, let's keep that in
putting
mind.
Putting that across the airwaves, you know?
Pudding.
Yes, it's yeah. my
pudding.
Cross
it's
to
pudding,
bear.
Exactly. The pudding leaves us less in control.
A little off pudding.
Do you have some?
No, I'm off.
Never put it off.
Oh.
Just do it.
Procrasti pudding.